Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini.
We all know how much tension and anxiety there is right now around the issue of race. God's plan is for believers in Christ to love each other well, regardless of differences. Today on the podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber interviews Harvest member Ann Jamison on her experiences with racism and love.
Well, thanks, Liz. It's great to be here today on this podcast. And I've got one of my favorite people in the studio with me, Ann Jamison. Ann is a member of Harvest and has been so for a few years. And Ann, welcome. I'm glad to see you today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, glad to have you. These are tough times in our country. There's a lot of racial tension, and Harvest has a diversity of people. We are mostly white, but we have some people of color in our church, and we really appreciate them. And Ann is one of those. I just wanted to hear what you had to say. We've spent some time together, and we've talked about some things. And can you give us some of your background about how racism has affected you in your life?
Well, Pastor Jerry, I grew up in Marion County, South Carolina, in the 50s, and that was totally segregated. Black people had their own communities, and white people had their communities, and basically, each community stayed in their community unless they went uptown to shop. And at that time, I lived with my grandmother because my parents migrated north. So I grew up in the segregated South with my grandmother, and my first experiences with Caucasian white people really was when we went to town. And always before we went to town, my grandmother would always give me and my younger cousin the how to behave when we went uptown. If you were not spoken to, you couldn't speak. If you were spoken to, you would have to answer yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir. And it was understood that we had to go in the back of the stores, and we had white-only and black-only restrooms. So it was really segregated, and until I basically graduated high school, I had no personal contact with white people, no personal contact. So where I am now is I know that I was probably just a mystery to them as they were to me, but it was understood. We were just treated less than. So that's my background.
Let's dive into that a little bit and talk about some of the pain that was associated about being treated differently and looked at differently. Can you help us understand that?
Well, it was like if we went in a store, it's like we could spend our money, but they would not touch us. If we needed change, we would hold our hand out and they would drop it into our hand. And I used to often hear my younger cousin, who was maybe about 5, 6 at that time, and we all asked my grandmother questions, and she would answer us, but it was never a good enough answer to stop the questions. It was like I didn't choose my parents and they didn't choose their parents, but it was like because I was black, I was put in a less than category, and because they were born white, they were put in a higher category. And I remember me and my cousins, we used to play outside, and we used to even talk among ourselves, like, we thought that we were pretty good children, we obeyed and stuff, but it was just that tone of know your place, and your place is less than white people, and you grow up with that long enough, you just start having feelings of less than, like going into a store. If I was standing in line first and a white person came in after I did, it was unspoken that white person had the right to walk in front of me and be served. And so dealing with stuff like that, you just grow up knowing in America, you don't matter.
Yeah, that's really sad. I don't watch a lot of movies, but the ones that I really like and I'm drawn to are ones based on true stories. And one of my favorite movies is Remember the Titans, mm-hmm. and a true story about racial integration of schools up in Virginia in the early mm-hmm. 70s. And I remember a scene in that movie when after a game, there's some white and black players together walking down the street. And they're like, oh, one of the white kids who just moved from California. Hey, let's go in this restaurant and get something to eat. And they're like, no, you don't understand. They're like, no, come on. And they went in, and then they wouldn't serve them. And they made them go out back to be served. And I think you told me a story that you've had that very same experience at a restaurant before as a kid.
I think that my grandmother, I thought, was a very wise woman. She would feed us before we went uptown so that we would not get hungry, because I could tell that to her, she really felt bad that she had to take her grandkids, because I'm quite sure she thought her grandkids were just as good as the white people's grandkids, but I could tell that she didn't like the idea of us having to go in the back and be served food, pay the same price. So that just makes you feel less than. So
it's interesting about God's perspective, and we want to kind of talk about, you know, what God's perspective is. In Galatians chapter 3:28, in the New English Bible, it reads, there's no such thing as Jew and Greek, slave and free man, male and female, for you're all one person in Christ Jesus. And Christ, the beauty of Christ is that he breaks down the walls of division that happen between people. So I'd like to turn it to you. As a person, first of all, I just so appreciate your being willing to talk about this, and I'm so sorry that you've had some experiences you've had in your life. I'd like us to point towards the hope that is in Christ. What have you seen, Anne? What are some good things that you've seen where people of different races in the body of Christ have still been able to love each other well?
Well, actually, I don't know if you or other members of the church know this, but this is my first ever white church that I've ever attended. And it just so happens that my daughter, Charity, when we first moved down here, had the names of all the churches on Eastfield. So this particular Sunday, she said, let's go to Harvest. And the one thing that have been so wonderful to me is that other times I have attempted to go to a white church, maybe one person spoke, and I could tell that the members were like, oh, but never went back, because I felt like I really wasn't wanted. But coming to Harvest and whenever God does something, there's no explanation for it. You get such a man, such a wow. The first time I set foot into Harvest, I think the first person that greeted me was Nikki. And it might have been one other person, but I just don't recall. And they greeted me, and I felt that their greeting of me was very, very, very sincere. I came into the church, and I think the next person that I saw in the sanctuary, I think was you, Pastor Jerry. And I think you walked over to me and Charity, and you introduced yourselves, and I think you asked us, was this our first time? And you were just very nice. And when I told you that my husband recently passed, I could see your facial experience like, wow. So you called your mom over. And that was when, I mean, it was like, if God didn't ordain this moment, then it was just so surreal that, and every other person, especially the women of Harvest, we just connected. They are, I just cannot thank the Lord for the women of Harvest. Your mom, I better not start naming people because I'll miss somebody and then somebody get all upset, but the whole entire women that attend the two groups here for the widows and just the women's Bible study are just so wonderful. And at a time recently, I said, I'm leaving Harvest, but I could tell that it was not what God wanted me to do. So over this whole pandemic thing, we call ourselves the sisters in Christ, have been calling each other. And each lady, I was angry, and I said, I'm going to just tell them how I feel, and I don't care. So I did. And each one of those ladies were, and I could tell when it's phony, those ladies sincerely was just, anyway, the sincere welcoming love of this church changed my mind about a lot, and even changed the way I felt about a lot of things, was the welcoming of this church. And I tell the ladies all the time that I feel like the Lord led me here, and I have grown so much since being here.
Well, I appreciate you saying those things. So here you are, you've grown up with a lot of hurt, and you have found a community of people that most of them look differently than you. Mm-hmm. And yet, and you're able to be open and honest and talk. And I think it's probably helpful for you to be able to have, to be able to share. And it's helpful mm-hmm. for them to be able to hear from somebody who has a different perspective on it. And I think that's the way the body of Christ is supposed to operate.
Well, I think so, because it says if your brother offends you, you are supposed to go to that brother. And the leader of one of the groups asked me, she said, well, Ann, what can we, you know. Anyway, the ladies had like a forum, a meeting. Pastor Jerry, if you ask any one of those ladies, we were all honest. We spoke the truth as it was to each individual there, and it was nothing but acceptance and understanding. And I believe that their actions helped me to realize that yeah, it is systemic racism in America, but I feel like just like a protest, if we come together seriously seeking truth and understanding and just talk and understand each other, I think that that will begin to end racism.
Certainly goes a long, long way. There's some things we can't change, and we know that. But definitely hearing each other and loving each other,
exactly,
and serving the Lord together. And I'm glad that you're serving the Lord here with us at Harvest.
I'm glad to be serving the Lord here.
And thanks so much for joining us on this podcast.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.